All right, welcome back to One Take, the official podcast of the One New Zealand Warriors, brought to you, of course, by the TAB. If you're having a punt on your NRL this weekend, make sure you download the app or head along to their website, www.tab.co.nz. As always, it's 18 plus, and please gamble responsibly. But time now to introduce our first player for the year, and it's a big recruit as well, someone I'm sure all the fans are keen to hear from, Kurt Capewell, a.k.a. Kurt Capewa. Welcome to the potty, bro.
Thanks for having me.
We'll start there, bro. When did that nickname come across your radar? And are you a fan of the Kurt Capewa? Because it's kind of taken off amongst the fans.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of it. No, it's good. It sort of popped up straight away after Webby famously took me to the secret dinner in front of that restaurant. So, yeah, I got tagged in a few things then.
What was that like? Were you a bit rattled once you got papped by Warriors fans? Was that kind of your first indication that we're a pretty passionate bunch over here?
Yeah, well, at that dinner, actually, there was a couple of people came up to Webby and, give the old up the wires and, said how much they love the club and how well they're going. So I could see the passion there for sure. But, yeah, it was didn't throw me by any means. I was well within my rights to be over here talking to the Warriors. So I was happy to be sitting at the front of the restaurant.
And I saw your media work the other week. You're throwing out some good Kiwi slang there. How have you adapted to the banter? Have you picked up a bit from the boys?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still learning, obviously. Bit of the language, bit of the culture. Still trying to get the wave.
Oh, the mana wave. So, that's not bad. That's probably better than me, to be fair.
Try celebrations coming, people. Keep an eye out.
I like it. And you mentioned you got spotted there at Oyster and Chop, but I'm guessing the conversation started a little before then. I guess how did the opportunity to move over here pop up?
Yeah, well, as I've spoken about before, I sort of obviously had another year left at the Broncos, and I was looking to extend my time there, and they weren't really in the position to extend me any further. So I asked if they'd, let me obviously look for the next year. But if I got a good enough offer, would they let me leave this year, obviously? And they're in the same mind frame as me. It sort of worked for them a little bit to get a bit of money to keep their young star players. So, and it worked for me too. So, yeah, all worked out.
You obviously beat us in the prelim last year. We won't go there, but obviously a successful team off the back of last year, looking to build and go one more even further. Is that kind of what attracted you as well, knowing that the club's in a win-now mindset?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of stuff that attracted me to the club, not just, I guess, what happens on the park, but the people outside of, I guess, the coaching staff as well. The CEO, Kemo, as you know, he's a great bloke. Cappy, it was just, I felt like it was the right move for me, and knowing Webby from previous clubs, I knew I'd work well with him, and obviously I haven't played with Sean and Tamati Martin as well, so I had a few contacts here, and when the club was obviously headed in the right direction, it made it an easy choice for me.
You made the decision to move across the ditch. Was that a bit daunting? You've been to a couple clubs within Australia, but I guess packing up your life and moving to New Zealand, did that make it a little bit more significant of a decision?
Oh, it was, it was a bit tough leaving Brisbane because I got a lot of family around that area and I just bought a home and settled in. But for me, moving around, as I've had to do it my whole career, so it's not too big of a deal for me. The missus might argue, but she's handled it really well as well. So, there's a lot worse place in New Zealand in the world, I tell you. So we're really happy to be here, and the weather's turned it on this summer. So praying that it's a good winter as well.
For sure. And day one, walking into the Warriors set up, like I said, you've been a part of some successful teams. You've won a couple rings as well. How different was it walking into the Warriors? I guess being the only NZ team in the competition, did you notice a bit of a different culture straight away?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that so much, but one thing I did notice, I guess, was how much of an influence Webby's had on the place, just in terms of the detail around training, and I guess how hungry all these younger boys around the club are to learn. And I was really taken by surprise to see them those first few days. I watched training, I couldn't join in, but it was very surprising, and it was definitely promising.
And obviously Friday night you made your Warriors debut, a pretty special occasion. There was that Instagram clip which dropped the other day, and it looked like the jersey.
Thanks for that, mate.
I did ask you. Come on, man.
Yeah,
I
was not crying in front of everyone.
No, but on that, like obviously the jersey is quite special to you. You're new to the club, so it's cool to see just how emotional you were in receiving that jersey. Can you tell us a bit about what it meant to you to make your debut?
Yeah, well, that's right. Obviously, I get a bit emotional whenever I hear my parents, especially my old boy. He doesn't open up like that too much. So to hear him open up and talk about how proud he is of me and you know, he gave me some good compliments as well throughout that, which I don't get off him very often.
Bang those.
He's good for a bit of criticism here and there. But no, he's he spoke really well. he spoke really well, and it sort of, you know, obviously brought up emotions for me and you know, what I'm trying to do over here. And obviously I represent my family, not only my family, but New Zealand as well. And you see the passion that Shawnee talks. You know, Roger's come back to the club to do a job, and that's to win the premiership. And it's a pretty clear goal for all of us. And as I said, every time I pull that jersey on, I'll be trying to do that.
Two sold out trials and then a sold out round one. What was that first taste of running out onto Go Media? Because Friday night lights, they dim it, it's a blackout. The place is pretty packed. Everyone's pretty passionate. How different was that to an environment that you've witnessed before?
No, it was awesome. It was awesome to see it sold out. And as you said, they dim the lights when you run out. So it was a pretty cool atmosphere. Fans were definitely loud. I could hear them the whole game. So unfortunately, we didn't get the job done, but I can't wait for the day that we win when we're here too, because I think they'll be going off.
Yeah, I won't punish you too much with footy chat, but I guess what were the main takeaways from that Sharks game? Because as a fan watching it, that first 20, 30 minutes, that was probably the best any team played across the competition. But then, I don't know, all of a sudden the 80-minute hooter's gone and we're on the wrong side of the ledger. Is that what it felt like being out there?
Yeah, it was a bit of a funny one. You know, that first 20 minutes, like you said, we were rolling through them, and I felt like everyone knew their role and done it, you know, to perfection that first 20. So it shows you that we've got it there and we know how to do it. It's just a matter of doing it for 80 minutes now. The wheels fell off a little bit in the back end of that first half. So I still felt like, all the way up until the last minute, I still felt like we were going to win. Unfortunately, they were good enough to hang on. But we definitely, towards the end there, we'll come back and we'll go back to what works for us and winning the physical battle as well. So I think we, you know, as you said, there's good and bad to take from that game. But if we can just extend that first 20 minutes to 80 minutes, then we'll be right on the money.
And a pretty exciting opportunity this week, like Storm versus Warriors. That's normally a game that's saved for Anzac Day, but this year it comes a little earlier. It's a pretty big rivalry between the two clubs. Are the lads excited to rip in and go for the full 80 this week over there?
Yeah, well, they're obviously excited just to get the opportunity to get out there and get better than last week. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about, obviously, the rivalry. There's a fair rivalry there. Storm definitely take this game to heart as well. So, to be honest, we're just focusing inwards on us and what we've got to do just to get better each week. We know we're better than what we put out there on the weekend. And, we get a great opportunity this weekend to go to Melbourne and beat Melbourne in Melbourne. So
how good. Let's make it happen. In terms of your game personally, bro, talking to a few of the lads, whenever you ask what you've brought to the team, they mention you're a hard worker, a leader, and just effort nonstop. Is that something you've always had in your game, or is that something you've developed as you've gone on a bit?
No, it's something I've developed my game around, I guess, my whole career. I've sort of picked it up, I guess, off Luke Lewis and he was probably one of the best kick chasers in the comp when he was playing. So it's one thing that I, pride myself on and try and make sure that my center and winger and my edge are good kick chase edge. So lucky I got Shawnee there, which he's got the ball on the string half the time, so it makes it easy. But it's definitely something that I focus on every game, and I'm not massive on stats and maybe running meters and whatnot like that. So I just like the little things.
And you mentioned Sean there, you've played with some pretty special halves in your time, but what's it like to partner up with SJ out on that edge? Probably a Warriors great and someone that's a real fan favourite.
Yeah, he's like a good bottle of red. He just gets better raised, doesn't he? He's, last year he really found his form last year, and I think it's probably one of the best years he's had. Definitely playing a lot different to what he did when he was younger in his career. You can see that he's sitting back and really orchestrating a bit more. So, I'm just so excited to be able to play with him. Sharks, I wasn't on his edge, so I'm hoping I'll score a few more tries this year.
For sure, and you're a versatile player as well. We mentioned like the hard working, and you made it sound like you're a bit of a nut trucker, just someone that goes there.
I will not play in this.
I wasn't going to say in terms of positions. I was going to say skill set. You know, you showed off a cheeky little grubber for a repeat set against the Dolphins, yeah. And a couple of years back, you even banged a field goal for the Broncos. Is that something you've always prided yourself on as well, just those little extra parts of the game?
Oh, not really. I wouldn't say I pride myself on it, mate, but I've always sort of had a bit of an ad-lib style of footy. You know, play what's in front of you, don't, you know, but still do your job for the team as well. Yeah, and luckily enough that a couple of my little trick shots have come off.
Yeah. And in terms of the rest of the season, I guess, what excites you the most? Like when you look around the locker room, guys like Adam, Roger, Tohu, 1 to 30, the squad's pretty stacked. Do you have that feeling that you've had with teams in the past that have gone on to be really successful?
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's, you know, it's, what excites me the most is knowing what we're capable of, which, you know, you've seen in the first 20 minutes. If we can put 80 minutes on a team with that, you know, completion rate and, you know, skill level at that high, then, you know, we're genuine shot at the title, and that's, you know, who knows what the team's going to look like at that time. You know, we've got blokes playing reserve grade that, you know, could definitely do the job. And you've seen some of them go out there on the weekend. Some of the young boys coming through are just freak athletes, and natural talent at this club is rich at the moment. So, yeah, I'm just so excited to see what we can do.
And on that, is it exciting to see some of these young 18, 19, 20-year-old second rowers? Can you see some massive potential in those guys?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're that strong. It's ridiculous. And fast.
You would have been like that when you were a bit younger, surely.
Similar, but not as fast or strong.
Yeah.
Capes, I wanted to talk on that, bro, because you've obviously come from a club where there were some pretty handy young guns as well. And you've mentioned it now twice just in this chat that that was the first thing you noticed when you came here. And now guys like, I assume you're talking about Jacob and Lecker and all those sort of boys, but what specifically about those guys is jumping out at you, mate? Because you've seen it before, obviously.
Yeah, Brisbane, I think
they're very healthy in that
just
department.
Their work ethic, those young fellas. Jake, you mentioned young Jakey. I've been blown away by his work ethic throughout the preseason. He's definitely got it all there. He's got the size, the strength, the ability. So he's just, you know, It's all about, I guess, you know, nailing down his craft and really nailing down that role and making sure he can do it week to week, because I think, the way he's developing, if he continues to work hard, he's going to be a long-time player for the club.
Well, we've got you, Jacko, mate. We're obviously just watching the cricket before we came up here. Black Caps, Aussie, by the time you're listening to this, you might well be over, but
an
update.
Yeah, there's six coffees riding on it, I think, Cape said.
Yes.
So
shout out to the physios.
Shout out to Jet.
6-1 on the Aussies.
Well, they only need, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, Benny, Aussie only needs 20 more runs to win. They are still only 7 down, so Captain Pat's still doing the damn thing.
Oh, we're in with a snuff.
What's a cash out?
Call Jed and see if he can get a 4 coffee buyer.
We'll skittle them. That's easy money. In terms of life off the paddock as well, you mentioned you made the move across the ditch. New Zealand summer's actually been quite good. Typically, it's not this sunny and not this hot, but
all whinging about. It's great over here.
Yeah, this is one in a million, mate. The last couple of years have been a bit grim, but what, like, whereabouts have you based yourself? Have you parked up near the club, or are you over on the shore?
Funnily enough, I'm living in Airbnbs. I've been hopping to Airbnbs at the moment. I'm trying to buy a house.
Yeah.
I love the area, like, around St Heliers. You know, a bit out of my price range at the moment.
That's pretty nice, though.
Trying to squeeze my way into there. And it's just beautiful over there in the bays. I'm always over there having coffee. So if any of you see me in the street, say good day.
I was over in Aussie a few weeks ago, controversial, but you mentioned coffees there. New Zealand coffees are way better than Australian coffees, right?
Hot take.
No comment. Oh, I tell you what, next time you're in Sydney, go to Cronulla, go to Grind.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what they're putting in their coffees there.
Special.
Box off, yeah.
Pretty good. It's good. In terms of downtime? Obviously, you mentioned you've got a young family. What else do you like to get up to? Are there any hobbies that have caught your eye over here?
Yeah, so it's no kids as of yet.
But no kids?
Just me, the missus, and the puppy. So
gotcha.
Young family.
Yeah, there we go. That'll do.
It's pretty much like having a kid sometimes.
Yeah.
Mate, hobbies, I love fishing. Obviously, I love the outdoor life. Love golf, all that sort of stuff. But, obviously got left my boats back in Brisbane, so no one to go fish. Well, Tomati.
Yes, I think we're sorting that out tomorrow.
Moneybags just bought a boat. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because T's real into it, eh? Him, Jazz.
Yeah, so I'm starting up a YouTube channel, actually. So we're going to do a bit of content. Around a bit of golf, bit of fishing, bit of days off with the boys.
Give it a plug. What is it? What's it called?
Hey,
we've got a name? It's going to be in the body. So, yeah.
Anyway, but, more to come.
You mentioned Marty's
fishing channel too.
Oh, both. You mentioned golf there. Quite a lot of the lads get out. Wade's a bit of a gun. SJ, I think they won that Chasing the Fox too. Better pro golfer between the three of them with some Ambrose. What do you go like?
Yeah, I'm average, but I'm always I'm always there for a bit. They give me the right handicap. But no, I just love getting out with the boys. Something outside of footy, obviously, and I'm not real good at sitting around at home all day, and I'm terrible at gaming, so that writes off the PlayStation.
Fair. I'll jump back into footy real quick because I want to ask personally, like, you've represented your state and your country. That must mean a lot to you. Like, how special was that? And we build up State of Origin over here as one of the big games as well. How cool is it to play on a stage like that?
Yeah, State of Origin, I guess, for me, is probably, you know, the pinnacle. Well, it has been for me. I haven't played for my country yet, but, it was an unbelievable experience, something that, you know, that time of year rolls around and myself and my whole family are very passionate Queenslanders, as you may already know, and something that, you know, if I get the opportunity to do it again, I'll take it with both hands. I can't wait for that time of year, and yeah, it's awesome.
And do you set goals? Like, is that something that you've set yourself for this year, or are you just good footy and see what happens?
Yeah, well, my main priority is to be winning here at the Warriors, and I know that if we're winning and playing good footy, then I'll definitely be in the picture. So, get the Warriors a few wins and then we'll think about Origin.
Absolutely. Love to hear it. Jacko, we didn't do fan questions, but you got a...
Yeah, we got plenty of producer questions, mate. There we go. Just because I don't know when we'll get Capes again because he's such a cruiser, you can barely catch him. But, mate, I kind of just wanted to ask another question around that atmosphere. And I know we sound like we're beating our own drum here, but, you know, we do pride a Warriors game day as something very special. I know you didn't get the result, and at the end of the day, that was what you were after, mate. But when you are out there and you can hear it and feel it, what are you kind of liking it to? Because you've played Pac Suncorp, which I know is special. You've done Origin, which is obviously on another planet. Where did it kind of rate for you, or were you kind of too in the moment to really soak it in?
I was pretty in the moment, to be honest.
I saw the big grin as you ran out, but after that, you kind of locked in.
The first thing I do every time I run out of the tunnel is take it all in. I'll look up at the stands and sort of have a look around, and it's pretty special what we get to do for a job. To have this many people come to watch us play footy is pretty awesome. So, but I guess post game, I had a bit of a walk around the fence, obviously, and it reminds me a lot of a Shark Park, funnily enough. It's got the local fans, and it's sort of got a suburban footy ground because it's obviously hill at one end and, very close to the action. So, that was awesome. And like I said, I can't wait to see what it's like when we win. I think they'll be hanging over the fence. Hopefully it's not like Napier. We'll do with less streakers,
over the fence, so, not on the field. Yeah.
I'm excited.
And just one last one for me. You mentioned you kind of, I guess, built your game and pride yourself around those 1%ers and those effort areas. Young fella outside you, Mr. Rocco Berry. He's obviously gone from strength to strength in the last 12 months. And he probably doesn't get a lot of raps, outside of this organization. Sure. But I know internally you guys are, you see what he does, everything. Yeah. You mentioned Kick Chase there. He's one of the best in the game. But just talk about Rocco, mate, because, again, you've played with some, at every level, some very gifted outside backs.
Yeah, mate, he's an animal on the Kick Chase. I can't keep up with him. My missus actually said to me the other day in the car, she goes, you're getting slow, eh?
Rough. You know, Rocco's flying. I'm not slow.
Don't get offended, but I think you're a bit slower than you used to. And I was like, don't get offended. My job is
literally.
I'm an athlete. I shouldn't be slow.
That means get offended. Ones. Anyway,
You don't want to know what I said back. but Rocco, back to Rocco. Yeah, he's the way he kick chases an animal. But not just that. You just watch his actions after the kick chase. A lot of people can do one effort, but the way Rocco backs it up, he's action from marker, and then he's always back play one. He's never ever shied away from taking a carry. And then, in good ball, he runs lines better than any back rower in the comp. So he's, been massive strike power for the Warriors last year, and I think he'll continue that this year.
Yeah, No, I'm just excited to see that edge get clicking, get some wins, and we start rolling again. Hopefully next time we chat to you, mate, it's after a win, you're glowing and that good stuff.
That'd be good.
Not that you're not glowing, mate. You look sharp.
I'm not glowing, I'm slow.
you'll be glowing after this update, mate. Aussie, still no loss. They just need 10 more to win. So there you go.
Oh, there we go. Well, on that note, we'll let you get back to the cricket, mate. But on behalf of all the fans, like, looking forward to watching you play this year. Thanks for coming across and joining the Warriors. And, yeah, hopefully a big dub this weekend. But cheers for your time, bro. It's been cool to hear your story.
Cheers, brother.